Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
At 11:42, let's get across to that sports desk where Sammy's been exceptionally busy this morning getting value for money out of him for sure, and probably not even enough of that. But Sam, what have you got lined up for us this morning? I understand you've got quite a wide spectrum.
Yes, I'll tell you what, Smithy, this one is one that, listen, I don't endorse said behaviour, but it's a slightly comical story to read out. So England rugby international Billy Vunipola has been sentenced to 4 months imprisonment and fined $430. It sounds a little bit out of whack, doesn't it, as far as the two forms of punishment. It's for assault and battery. He was arrested and tasered twice, reportedly, by police in Mallorca in Spain, following an incident at a pub in the weekend. Now, tasered twice because apparently the first one hit him in the wallet. So clearly they're paying them pretty well if the wallet can protect you. I've heard of being hit in the pocket, but this is ridiculous, mate. Absolutely. $430 doesn't feel like much for Billy either. So basically, you might be going 4 months imprisonment. And while we're not talking more about that, under Spanish law, a prison sentence of less than 2 years pretty much means unless you've got a previous record, you don't serve a second of it. So don't worry about that. It just sounds more impressive than what it was. Apparently, threatening customers and security personnel, removing his shirt in the bar early on in the weekend, early mornings. So the 31-year-old was taken away in handcuffs by police. He apparently had to be sedated as well at the local hospital in Palma before being taken to court. Saracens said that in a statement they're aware of the incident and would deal with it internally, because of course he is a Saracens player. They weren't playing European football, was given a few days off. Billy says it's all nonsense. He never threatened anyone. It's all a beat up. He's paid his little pittance and moved on. No drama here. So tell you what, that's a story that was making world headlines. Here we are talking about it in Aotearoa. But if that was a New Zealand player, geez, that would be a monumental deal.
It's amazing how they deal with things in Spain, isn't it? To be perfectly honest, look at Luis Rubiales for a kiss on the lips.
Yep. In fairness, they originally were sweeping it under under the rug until the entire world piled on. They're originally going to go, "What's the problem?" And then they had to act. But there's an unusual injury we need to talk about here, Smithy, in the NBA. Now, obviously, injuries in the NBA aren't unusual, but it turns out it's even a dangerous spectator sport when you're not playing. Minnesota coach Chris Finch has a ruptured patella tendon in his right knee after a collision with his guard Mike Conley in the fourth quarter of what was a playoff win over the Phoenix Suns. So tell you what, Mike Conley, I'm questioning his court time going forward. What do you think, Smithy?
I don't know how they're going to deal with this, because the position of coach is a little bit like a football coach, but even more, I think, in the regards that you've got to be active up and down the courtside and very, very active and demonstrative. You've got to challenge referees. You've got to be challenging your players. And so he's got, we're not talking a moon boot here. He's done his patella tendon or patella, the kneecap. He's going to be severely, he's going to be on crutches or in a wheelchair. So not quite sure. And they're very, very much part of the playoff mix, the side. So
absolutely.
I do not know.
First team through to the conference semis, they won 4-0 against the Suns. So that'll be really intriguing. You can imagine him just charging up in a wheelchair right up to the refs there, can't you? That's going to be intriguing to see. Just a few updates along those first round of the conferences. Today we've got the Heat taking on the Celtics. Boston up 2-1. The Thunder are 3-0 up, looking to close it out against on the road to the Pelicans today. Same thing for the Nuggets. They're at home, though, against the Lakers. They're up 3-1, so that could be it for LeBron if they can't produce something here. And the other series and games that aren't playing today, Magic and the Cavs are 2-2. Pacers lead the Bucks 2-1. The Knicks are up on the 76ers 3-1, and all square between the for the Clippers as well. So I had them down as the Cavs. Can't remember who they're up against off the top of my head. That's 2-2. And then the NHL today, their playoffs are underway as well. One game is underway. It's in the first period between the Panthers and the Lightning, and it is still nil all there in that game. The Panthers are up 3-1 in the series, though, so they're looking to clinch it at home. There will be a game today in Game 4, Vegas Golden Knights. They're up 2-1 over the Dallas Stars. In the other series updates, the Bruins, Boston's up against the Maple Leafs 3-1. The Canucks lead the Predators 3-1. Edmonton Oilers 3-1 up on the Kings. Carolina Hurricanes lead the New York Islanders 3-1 as well. And Avalanche 3-1 over the Jets. So it looks like those series looking a little lopsided, Smithy, to get through to that next stage.
The Stanley Cup, the oldest trophy, is it? Is it one of the oldest trophies in sport? Or is it the biggest trophy in sport? I think it's the biggest trophy.
I love that trophy. It is just beautiful to watch, you know. And it, of course, one of the things I love most about it, for a lot of these young men, they'll be starting to get the itchy chins with starting their Stanley Cup beds through these early stages. I love watching the progress through there. Imagine getting to the high career and looking like you've just stepped out of a cave after 15 months of hibernation. So I love it. One of the great traditions and one of the great sports as well. I do love me some ice hockey. So the NRL, I think we update here worth mentioning as well, Smithy. Luke Carey from the Roosters, he's announced that he'll retire from rugby league at the end of the 2024 season. Now, he looks young, and young he is, but he's been playing for a fair while, 2013 he made his debut. He's won premierships with two clubs. He was a South Sydney boy, for those who don't remember. He's part of their 2014 drought-breaking win there. So he's won premierships and World Club Challenge titles at both the clubs that he's played for. He's won two premierships as well with the Roosters, two World Club Challenges there. He also was a Clive Churchill medalist back in 2018 as well. He's played for Australia. He's played for New South Wales. In fact, he's played for Ireland as well in rugby league, as well as Kerry. So a hell of a career that kind of goes under the radar when you talk about the players in the game and their standings. But he, you know, he's done it all, and a wonderful career for him. He probably could have got a lot closer to that 300 game club. I think he'd be somewhere around the 250 mark. But he's had an awful lot of head knocks and an awful lot of concussions, I should say. So that has been something I'm sure has played into his mind as well. He gets a lot of targeted runs, and we've seen a lot of players retiring of late with head injuries. Dalvin Nukin pulled immediately for the Sharks just the other week. So he's a player who goes a little underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is very interesting, actually. Who would be the greatest Rooster of all time?
Arthur Beetson is considered to be one of them, and I know that what he achieved. But in my area, yeah, Brad Fittler. I think Brian's being on there. I'd go Brad Fittler as the greatest Rooster I've seen. You can make runs charges for Anthony Minicello will be considered. I mean, geez, look at the golden era and what he's achieved as well. It's hard to say that Jadwiri Hargreaves wouldn't be in the conversation. You know, I think he's been incredible. So, Arthur Beetson is kind of put on a pedestal. But for me, Brad Fittler, when I think Roosters and success stories, he goes to top of that tree.
Cool. Okay. And Japanese club rugby, you've been over this too.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what, Smithy, we might do this one tomorrow just because I don't want to run out of time. I've gone through as a bit of a train spotter and pointed out a few things, found the New Zealand scorers from the weekend. We might do that tomorrow. I just really don't want to miss it on this one. A former player from English football side Port Vale, He's taken a grudge against his club to a new height, quite literally. He is flown a plane. He's a pilot. He's flown a plane over the club's Vale Park in the weekend to mock their dropping to the fourth tier with a banner that said, "She stood there laughing, N40, referencing the rivals of Stoke City's. Their anthem is Tom Jones's Delilah. He wrote on Facebook, "Thank you, Stoke fans, who paid me to do something I would have happily done for free. This is an experience I'll cherish the rest of my life." He played for them and helped them get promoted, but he got dropped after missing a team meeting and bagging the manager, and he always bags them, goes out of his way, tried to get become their manager. He bagged the hell out of them, and he always refers to them as Port Vale. So, man, some people hold a grudge, Smithy. Some people really hold grudges.
British football. I love the stories that come out of British football. Look forward to that Japanese update tomorrow. It is 11:52 here on SENZ. Time for Staffy very shortly.